Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Two stories from Europe in these last days. Every shift at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant starts under the stare of a Russian soldier. In the 13 months since Russian troops occupied Europe's largest nuclear power plant, workers have to pass by an armed Russian guard who checks their ID, then pass more soldiers inside the offices and machine gun nests set up between the buildings, said the president of Energoatom, Ukraine's state nuclear power plant. We combine that fact with this report. Dateline AP, Kyiv. Russia intends to relocate 3,100 Ukrainian staff from Europe's largest nuclear power plant, according to the company, Energoatom, the Ukraine company, at the Zaporizhzhia facility in Russia-occupied southern Ukraine. Workers who signed employment contracts with various affiliates of Russia's nuclear agency, Rosatom, following Moscow's capture of the plant, are the bulk of those set to be taken to Russia, along with their families, Energoatom said in a Telegram post. In other words, we've got the largest nuclear power plant in Europe in the hands of Russian invaders. The Rosatom staff that's been participating in the maintenance of the safety of this plant is to be evacuated, leaving question marks. Henry, the news is non-transparent, fog of war totally. So I ask general questions. The six containment vessels, I believe at one time we were down to one that was getting power. I don't know the fate of the others. All of these containment vessels, do they need to be constantly serviced? Can human beings walk away with the confidence that they will remain safe?
No. They have spent fuel ponds. They take the fuel that's in the pressure vessels after it's been used for maybe 18 or more months. And they take it out. It's very hot, radioactive, and they put it in a big pool. And that pool needs to have at least some electricity circulating to keep those spent fuel rods from getting so warm that they produce gases and spew out radiation. So there's that. And there, even when you have things on cold shutdown, you need for a while, you need some circulation and so of water to keep things in proper temperature. And so you need some electricity. You do need some staff. Now, the question is, who's left behind? How many people are minding the store? I understand the one figure that was thrown out in the press was 6,000 people were originally working before the war at the six reactors at the plant. So we're at least 50% fewer, and I would think a lot less than 50% are left. This is, you know, kind of shaving points here. This is, again, a tactic to put everyone on edge.
Why are they evacuating the Rosatom workers? Does that make sense to you? They've been necessary to maintain the plant. Russia was keen on holding on to the plant because it gave it an anchor in Zaporizhzhia province in the event of negotiations. So why evacuate?
Part of the reason, and I'm speculating here, could be that they want to turn tensions up, even if they can't necessarily militarily control the area around Zaporizhzhia. After all, there's supposedly going to be some kind of offensive, and it's very likely to occur in that salient where the reactors are, number one. Number two, the Russians claim that the reactor is theirs, you know, that they have title to the property. And they've gotten people under duress who work there as Ukrainians to say that they will now contract and work for Rosatom, which is a Russian company that, you know, roughly owns now this new plant. They have a subsidiary with another name that they've created, but it's Rosatom. So taking those people back to Russia is a way to drive home that they own not only the hardware, but the people. And, you know, finally, one of the smart things about evacuating people is you can put troops along with them and no one will shoot at them while they leave the area. So there's a lot potentially, you know, explaining this that's going on. I've touched on some speculations, but, you know,
30 seconds, Henry. Is it more dangerous today than it was before the evacuation? 30 seconds.
Well, it's more dangerous than it was a couple of days ago. Absolutely.
Henry Sikorski, we do not have any clarity on this. Completely behind the fog of war, fog of diplomacy, the largest nuclear power plant in all of Europe, unknown. Thank you, Henry.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Migraine makes me miss out on the moments that matter. So I asked my doctor about saying yep to Vyepti, eptinezumab JJMR, an IV infusion given every 3 months that helps prevent migraine attacks in adults.
Don't take if allergic to Vyepti. Get help right away for allergic reactions like rash, swelling of face, lips, tongue, or throat, trouble breathing, hives, or facial redness. Tell your doctor about increased blood pressure or color changes, pain or numbness in fingers or toes. Common side effects are stuffy nose, scratchy throat, and allergic reactions.
Tap the ad to see how many migraine-free days you might reclaim and see the full prescribing information at Vyepti.com.
Say yep to Vyepti.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday morning. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Let me ask you something. You want your car to last longer, run smoother, perform better. I'm talking about your engine. I've got something good for you. Seafoam Motor Treatment. Seafoam helps your engine run smoother and last longer. It's easy to use. Just pour it in your gas tank. That's it. It works while you drive. No extra steps, no tools needed. If your car's been acting up, rough idle, no power, burning through gas, it might be time. Seafoam is an easy first step to help bring that performance back. And this isn't something new. Seafoam has been trusted by mechanics for over 75 years, and why millions of people use it every day to keep their engines running strong. Pick up a can of Seafoam today at your favorite auto parts store and keep moving forward with confidence. Seafoam. Pour it in and power on.